Sci-Fi. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I am Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns audio produced podcast. Are we friends? Five-star review on Apple Podcast by Julia from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, or TN. She left us a five-star review, and thank you very much. And it's very long. I'm going to read it because maybe you'll get a kick out of it. Listening to my first show, and you're talking about ratings and motivation for leaving a three-star review, and I'm cracking up. This was the Canane one.
Okay.
I want to be friends, and you're drinking cocktails, LOL. Where's the story? I don't know. I don't care. Still listening and waiting, but maybe I'm lonely, but you're good company right now. Are we friends? Read my review and let me know. The AT&T building downtown Nashville was bombed on Christmas, and I've been out of TV and internet and longing for convo right now, so I'm sorry if this is long and winded. Also, I'm very into paranormal, so once you get around to that part, I'm sure I'm going to love y'all even more. Cheers to 2021. Julia, bad call on the cheers to 2021, but thank you for the five-star review, Julia. I think we are friends.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that's what friendship is now, is like it's turning into a one-sided thing where it's like, oh, I saw what you did with your life and I liked it. And then I commented on it.
Yeah.
And then the next time we meet, maybe we'll talk about the things that we saw that I posted.
Yeah.
You're so right. So true.
Oh, if you have you have not been introduced yet. I love that you want to talk, but let me get through this business, okay?
Okay.
If you have a five-star review, leave it on Apple Podcasts, and we'll read it on the air. And hey, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, and get two bonus episodes a week. And become a friend of Charquan. That's the $8 tier, and you get to be a producer of the show. We'll read your name on the air. Why don't we welcome aboard the SSRLSF our good friend, creator of Tig and Seek on HBO Max, it's Mike Chilean.
Hello, how's it going?
Hey, man.
What's up, dog?
Thanks, guys, for having me on.
Dude, thanks for being here. I'm sorry for telling you not to talk because I only want you to talk from here on out.
Oh, man, I just, I forget about the fact that there's an audience and stuff. I it's tricky, but.
Stop thinking about that.
Well, it sounds like he's already solved that problem. He doesn't think about it. Willie, I think you should think about it a little bit more. Mike, what's new, man? You made this whole fucking show. You like created and sold a show, which is basically the hardest thing to do in LA.
Oh, man, that's super nice, Wade. I wouldn't say it's so much harder to sell one than it is to actually do, like, make one.
Yeah,
I think
for sure.
It's a lot easier to, like, I don't know, what they're getting themselves into whenever. That's kind of how I feel about it, basically.
Yeah.
It's like, it was cool. It's great. And I'm very proud of this show. And it's still very new. It's like only some episodes have been out on HBO Max. And there are still more episodes to be released in the rest of season one. And then there's, and like, we're working on, I guess I shouldn't say this, but we're working on more episodes beyond that. I don't want to give too much information. Otherwise they'll attack me. But there's a lot of episodes we're working on, and they're going to be coming out like throughout the year. Meanwhile, it's been such a difficult thing to like balance and manage life with and stuff. So that's what I mean by you don't know what you like. Oh, and I have several friends that are like pitching shows, and they're going to the next now, you know, within the studio and stuff, that are like progressing and going into the next phases. And I'm like, oh, man, slow down. Trust me. The moment it all kicks in, your life goes away. And it's also, yes, which is kind of fine, but also it's very difficult, especially during like quarantine, to like do anything where you have to like, work with a lot of people digitally and whatnot.
Do the same answer only in Tig's voice.
That is Tiggy's voice. Basically, you just heard. No, it's a little bit higher. I pitch it up a little bit like this, I think, just to make yourself sound young. But right now, it's like late in the day, and I'm not as vibrant.
Okay, well, have you been on the show before? I don't remember.
I was, but like, God, it must have been like
years
four
ago,
or 5 years ago. Like
it was at the booth, right? We've been doing this for 6 years.
No, it wasn't at Starburns. Well, I think it was at your house.
At Willie's
wasn't
place?
Wasn't that in your bedroom?
The old place on Los Feliz?
Yeah, we did that there for a while. I don't remember what the topic was.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm just wondering, like, how into, like, paranormal and conspiracy theory stuff are you?
I am more and more these days.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Well, no, I don't know. I take that back. I don't think I believe in ghosts now. I think the more I'm like, you know, listening to like podcasts talking about how the human brain works and things like that, I'm getting more acquainted with why people could think and believe in paranormal stuff. Like why their senses allow that to happen to them. I mean, aside from the ones that are like super crazy or like, oh, this person's like schizophrenic and they see ghosts. Well, like that's obviously like a mental illness, but like, I think I see the significance these days of why people have always believed in ghosts and the spirit kind of surround. So I think I'm accepting that stuff more. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to like, oh, that house is haunted, I'm like, I don't, it's tough for me to buy that. But I'm open to
that's anything. Unfortunate because isn't this topic all about a haunted house?
Well, I'll say this, that haunted house. So I went to this haunted house when Willie asked me what we should talk about. I'm like, oh, if we talk about ghosts, I have like a little bit of experience in going to that one.
Yeah. Life. So wait, let's save that. I'm going to cut you off.
Sure.
Okay. We'll save that. Why don't we jump into the WOW scale? The WOW scale stands for Waiter Willie, and it's a 5-question quiz. And I'm going to ask you 5 questions and then I'm going to give you your grade. So you just answer honestly. Are you ready to get weighed on the WOW scale?
Yes. Okay. I have to answer honestly. Honestly.
If you don't, then a ghost comes and takes you away.
But wait, no. Okay.
But if you don't believe in ghosts, that won't be a problem. So I guess you can lie if you want. I don't know.
What do the ghosts look like? Are they like the shadows from Ghost? The Patrick, remember like the bad ghosts were like the shadows?
With the weird.
Yeah. They grab.
No, they all look like Casper.
Oh, okay.
With fangs, though. They're evil Caspers. They're Casper, the non-friendly ghosts. Okay. Is that scary?
I guess that's
adorable.
Like that new Pixar movie.
Soul.
Little guys.
Those guys are aren't those those are like Picasso light.
Yeah, that's what I said. I got to review that show. So.
Oh, I love that style.
Wait, hang on. Why would that make you mad, Willie?
Like that.
You don't like that? There's a Picasso homage in that movie.
You didn't like that, Willie? That's my favorite part of the movie.
I felt like they took like everything like, okay, we got a hippie here. We got a sign spinner here. We got Picasso. We got anything outside of the box. And we'll use all that.
Yeah.
I am baffled by what you do enjoy.
I don't enjoy anything.
Like, Soul's just a hands down good movie.
I highly recommend it, but also it enrages me. One reason real quick is that these souls on the outside of human lives are like petty and have like weird emotions. And I'm like, wait, that you've really boxed in the soul as just like a human that knows that they can turn into a ghost. I'm like,
yeah,
we got issues with that.
Like, dude, I'm with you. You put it very well, Willie. I would highly recommend it, and I do. I'm like, you should watch it. But I wasn't like crazy. I'm like, actually, it's a little, ooh, I don't know. All that logic stuff is a little clunky in parts. And I'm like, I'm totally open to it. And I liked it in Inside Out. I thought Inside Out was a much better.
Oh, I love Inside Out.
Yeah, that's like one of my favorite ones. And they took a very high concept thing about like personality and emotions, and they caricatured them. I think doing that with Soul, I like the existential aspect of it, but it's like, oh, it's a little too, I'm like, I'm not following, I don't know, it just wasn't quite sharp as I wanted it to be, but the designs were cool. I like those Picasso guys. That's my favorite thing about the movie. That's my only thing. It's like, I don't see that very often in a high budget
movie. Now that we've trashed Soul.
Okay, sorry, Wade. I'm maybe, glad you like it though, Wade.
Maybe the best like movie it. To come out in the last year.
I highly recommend it. Still
I
watching
highly
me.
Recommend it, but it enraged me. Is it, you're an enigma. Okay, back to the WoW scale. Here we go.
WoW scale.
Are you a Wed or are you a Willy?
Mike Chilian, first question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, yes, and yes.
What's your definition of an alien?
I think that, my definition of an alien. Okay, my friend, my coworker makes fun of me. My old coworker makes fun of me every time when I say this. I think, I always say that we're the aliens. Does that make any sense to you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we ourselves are the aliens and we don't even know it or something like that. Like, something that makes us want to do the things that we do. I know that's also, we're of this Earth. So I think that there's, like, an alien existence on this Earth. But it's, like... But when it comes to, like, visiting creatures from other planets, which is like normal definition of aliens, I think I believe in that too, but maybe they're coming from another dimension instead of another planet. I don't know.
Okay, no, that's
but
fair.
I believe there's the, I have to, I don't want to get every the more I talk about it the more sillier I sound, so I'm always just like,
well, yeah, I but the thing is, whatever the actual truth is, there's no way anybody's defined, so it's like, you know, when you look at what existence is and to the down to the molecular atomic level, like,
yeah,
we're fucking wrong about most a lot of stuff.
You're totally right.
Things blanketly.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. Like, I believe in that. That's my angle towards a lot of things. It's like, yeah, we can only define what we could see. And there's like a gajillion things we can't actually see. Like, yeah, whether it's microscopic or are the UV lights in your
so
eyes.
You're mostly like agnostic about it. You just are sure. Like, I'll believe anything if you prove it to me.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't believe in like, all the trendy things to like, you know, like go down to Area 51 and you might see a UFO. Like, I don't know. But anyway, yeah. What you said.
Okay, question number two.
Oh, yeah.
We've kind of covered it, but do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, right. I don't. I want to say I don't believe in ghosts. But
you're from L.A., right?
Yeah.
Born and raised.
No, well, born in L.A., but then raised up in Central California for the like a good chunk of my life, and then came back to L.A.,
I didn't know that. Wait, I thought your parents are here.
No, my parents moved here from Armenia. They immigrated, but I was born in LA, and when I was a little kid, we moved up to Fresno, Clovis, Fresno. And then I like went to high school there and everything and kind of had this like small suburb upbringing. And then we had roots in LA, and a lot of our family was in LA. So my parents were like, fuck this, let's go back to LA. But they waited for me to finish high school. And right out of high school,
Fresno sounds weird.
Clovis, even weirder. It's smaller.
Is there a big, like, I don't know much about Armenian culture. Is religion a part of it?
Yeah, sure. There's a lot of religious aspects to Armenian.
But were you raised religious at all?
No, very passively. Like, we're Christian. You know, Armenians are, like, you know, well known to be, like, Christian for the most part, the majority of them.
Not that well known. I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Do you feel weird? This is a dumb, stupid question, but do you feel weird that Cher it doesn't really speak up too much?
She, she recently spoke up about some political issues going on in Armenia right now. I mean, not to get into that route, but there's like
she spoke up like too late. She could have really drawn attention to it.
Well, I guess it wasn't like,
had it been a couple weeks earlier. I don't want to go too much into this, but like there were Armenians that were blocking the entrances to the CBS studio lot when this was going down, trying to get attention because we have a news center there and we didn't cover it. And it took me like 5 hours to get into work for a couple days, just standing in line because they were blocking the entrance to allow cars in. And so they allowed that to happen, but then also didn't put it on the news.
They don't. There's a lot of controversy about all that.
Very depressing. Yeah, it's a very bad situation.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of people that's like, not to get too into it, but like there's a lot of ties with the enemies or the enemies of the army.
I know.
You know, you want to whatever. Not to get into name calling or anything like that, but like they kind of have a lot of ties into a lot of aspects of this country to where, like, I don't know, I don't know if it's a matter of them suppressing a lot of this news, because I don't see it a lot, and it's a crazy ass war going on there, or a big old shooting spree, kind of a chaotic moment earlier in the year, late last year and early this year. That's still,
it's like a military versus farmers, basically. I mean, like, it's so one-sided. I'll stop.
So,
Question number three, do you believe in Bigfoot?
I thought you were going to ask me if I was religious or continue with that. But
no, I'm done with that.
Dude, I'm the worst guest. I'm just rambling. All right.
Rambling is the best.
Okay. I'll try to be more specific. Okay. So what did you say? Bigfoot?
Yes, Bigfoot.
No, I don't believe in that. That one is silly to me.
Number four, psychics.
I don't believe in like those little palm reader like huts that you go on the side of the freeway to get your, like, uh-huh. I believe that there's probably a level of clairvoyance in people, but I think there's people that could probably tap into certain things, but I don't buy the whole, give me $20 and I'll tell you your future stuff. So,
okay. Question five. Are you superstitious?
Yeah. Sadly.
What are your superstitions?
I don't know. I make myself believe a lot of dumb stuff. Like, that's probably borderline OCD stuff. I don't know. But like, I don't know. I like say things to myself, or I'll talk to myself, or I'll believe that if I don't leave the door open or something like that, like it's a bad energy. I don't know. I wish I had some like superstitious stuff ready for me to say.
Did you play sports growing up?
Not really, no. I tried.
Okay.
But I sucked.
Okay, so you're like a dork.
Why do you ask that? What segment was that?
We're just trying to get the audience a clear picture of who you are so that they know if they want to believe what you say or not.
I feel like any audience is more like, off by now. Like, oh, this guy's like all over the place. And he doesn't play sports? Fuck it. I'm turning it off.
No, yeah. If anything, only jocks listen to this show. Like, that's for sure.
Nice. I'm a good company.
So I'm going to give you a zero on the WoW scale. So congratulations. Yeah. Welcome to the Wade. You're a Wade on the WoW scale.
Oh, yes. I am more. I don't know. I find myself being more and more like Willie these days. But I guess according to that scale, I'm a Wade.
Well, maybe this topic will open up your mind a little bit more. Willie, what are we talking about?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, the Winchester Mystery House. Is it haunted? Are haunted houses real? Find out tonight
on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Mike, do you know about the Winchester House?
Yes, I do.
You're from Fresno, so it's in San Francisco, is it not?
I want to say it's like up in Sacramento area.
Outside of San Francisco somewhere?
Yeah, it's NorCal. San Jose, right. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty north. It's pretty up there.
Now, is this the one, the wife of the Winchester gun? Yeah. I've been to this place.
It's you the have? One with
the, yeah, it's
wowzers.
It's the one with the staircases that lead to nowhere and shit like that.
Yeah.
I was there like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, me too. Cool. About that time.
This is radical.
Yeah, we must have just missed each other, Wade.
Do you think we were just on separate tours on the same day?
Probably. I was like, I thought I just saw Wade's ghost. It was probably you.
It was just me.
All right. I'm like, wait, Wade's not dead, but how come that guy looks
like... It smells like peanut butter. Was Wade here?
Oh, yeah. Me and my famous love of peanut butter. Somebody I got a jar with me at all times.
Hey,
Willie, why don't you give us some background on this house?
Yeah, I mean, so, we've both been, but I barely remember anything about the history. If you can refresh my...
Yeah, I'll do a little history. And then so my first impression when I first always heard about this house, it was like, oh, it was a crazy lady. And she built all this shit on top of her house, whatever. So she, Sarah Winchester, she, her husband basically invented the Winchester.
Yeah, the gun.
That was the gun that won the West. And
it's technically a rifle, you guys.
I don't know. Probably
well, the phrase though is the gun that won the West. But yes, it is a rifle, the Winchester repeater.
Oh, I just know the Full Metal Jacket. This is my rifle. This is my gun.
That's a Winchester?
No, it's not. It's not.
The gun is the wiener. Yeah.
This is for killing. This is for fun.
Wow, I'm Googling some of these rifles. They look really cool and old. I mean, not cool because they're guns, but it's really cool.
Guns can be cool.
Yeah, these are cool guns.
So but anyway, Willie,
go ahead.
She had a little daughter, an infant daughter that died as an infant, which is so sad, right?
Yeah.
And then the big tragedy in your life, that's something that some people never get over. And then 15 years later, her husband dies of tuberculosis.
Oh.
And so she inherited more than $20 million back in 1881, which they say the equivalent of to 2019 is about $543
million. Wow.
So, you know, way too much money, no family, very depressed, maybe, I don't know, whatever. But so she goes to this is the crazy part of the story that I never knew about. She's living on the East Coast. She goes to a medium, right? And the medium says, your fortune is because of a bunch of people that died because of the gun, right? So it's like you basically have blood money. You have a lot of spirits visiting you that were killed by this gun that your husband made. So, you need to build a place for spirits to be comfortable. And also in her head, she took that as she also needs to build a place that will confuse the unwanted ghosts. So she basically felt like there were thousands of ghosts visiting her. So, and this person also said, this medium said, you need to go build a house that's comfortable for the nice ghost visiting you. And then like you, if you keep building on this house, you will live eternally.
Whoa.
Which is a fucking weird thing to say to someone. And she took it all. She moved out west, bought a house, and fucking 22 carpenters worked for 38 years, 24 hours a day. And so the whole point of the place was to confuse ghosts that were bad and spirits. but also to be comforting to the nice ghosts. And so this is the crazy part. You guys have both been there, and sure, it's confusing, but I mean, so basically that is the history of it. This is the late 1800s, early 1900s. And we can go into the crazy stats about the place. There's so much, you know, but like these carpenters work 24 hours a day for 38 years. And it used to be seven stories. The one you guys saw is only four stories high. How do you get rid of three stories? It's crazy.
I can't even imagine that house being any taller than it already was. It's such a big, tall, like old timey, big, giant, like Renaissance looking home. But yeah, I remember and her thinking that all the ghosts from her dad's people that got killed from those guns was haunting her. But I forgot about the fact that there was constant construction happening to the house, like nonstop. I guess I never knew that they never finished it. Like they were just constantly building stuff to it.
There was never supposed to be a finish. And so what's crazy is think about this. When they say the gun that won the West, they're talking about Native Americans. And so she had a statue also built of a Native American because she felt like there were a lot of Native American ghosts visiting her.
Wow.
Because of the Winchester rifle. I'm like, oh man, that's some bad juju. So like both of you guys, did either, we can go through your tours, whatever, but did you feel it? Did you guys feel anything or anybody in your party feel anything?
I don't know. I mean, it was a while ago. I definitely took a lot of photos and I definitely was into it. And I definitely was like wanting to like believe. I was like, okay, I want this to be a thing for real. I'm like, I'm going with it, but I don't remember coming back with anything that was just like, there was one room. Cause at first it was all kind of like hokey. I mean, it felt like the Queen Mary or something. You're like, whoa, this place is on it. And there's one bedroom that sticks out in my head. And I'm thinking, and it keeps popping up as we're talking about it. It's an image that keeps popping up in my head, that maybe I took a picture of it or not, but, it was one bedroom. It was really fancy. Like it was a part of the tour. You go up anyhow, we could talk about that stuff later. But, I remember stopping at one room and it was all velvety. There was like a rope that you couldn't go past. So you could like only like peek your head in, like look inside, because there's all the furniture and the bed and all that stuff. I'm sure you saw it, Wade. It's like a purpley, velvety, big, very fancy Victorian room. And that was the first room where I go, wow, this has like, I feel like there's a lot of story here. Because everything else looked like whatever. It almost looked like it was dressed up. But this one room just felt very, like lived in, like it felt like it had a lot of personality to it. And that was the only moment where I was like, it just taken aback. But I don't know if that was like the presence of a spirit or anything like that, but it just definitely stuck with me.
I'll say this, the tour is, I mean, they try to be sort of creepy, but it's like the middle of the day and you're surrounded by like 20 people.
Yeah.
And it's a very kind of sterile tour. And so in the middle of the day, surrounded by like 20 people, I was not creeped out in any way. But if I were alone in that house, I would probably think a lot different if it was alone in nighttime. Because there's imagery from that house that like I'm sure inspired like a million horror movies, because it's just like these grand rooms and stuff, you know. Like I remember there's like this just one like entrance room or something, and there's a big fireplace and it's like huge. And it's just like, wow, this is like, but also it's like a compound too. Like the only way that it makes sense that they were working on it for 30 years is when you look at like a bird's eye view of it and see that it's like a campus. It's not just like a house.
Yeah.
Chillian, I put an image in the chat. Is that the room you're talking about?
Oh man, I think so. I think it was this one. Let me look at the. I remember the paintings mostly, but it might have been. Is this the first floor or the second floor? Because it had to be the second floor.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, this might be one of them.
It looks like it's the second floor. It looks like treetops out the windows.
This might be it, actually. Yeah, but I don't remember it looking this bright. It was much, much darker than this.
Here's some crazy things, right? Before the 1906 earthquake, there were seven stories. And
oh, earthquake.
That's why, because of the big earthquake. But
that's right.
So the crazy, of the crazy things, it was made out of redwood, and she preferred that wood, but she didn't like the look of it. So they had to faux grain stain all of the redwood. And there were 161 rooms, roughly 40 bedrooms.
So crazy what, like, all these resources to a crazy person, or do the resources or the money make her crazy? Because if she wasn't that wealthy.
She was crazy on top of it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, listen.
She was PTSD from the family dying.
I mean, probably, but then also, like, do something good with your money. Don't just fucking hire 29 carpenters to just fucking build nonsense for 30 years.
You spent this wealth hiding from ghosts that most people don't believe in.
you would think that, like, a set of lawyers would come in and be like, we got to figure out a way to, like, dismantle this will or whatever, or
yeah, like, get this money away from this crazy person.
Yeah, like, rich people fucking do that all the time. If they see somebody who's, like, a little loop, not the elite, not acting like an elite, they start honing in and start taking away their money in some legal fashion.
Britney Spears,
Randy Quaid.
Oh, really? Is that happening to them?
Britney Spears,
Wade's
like
in Canada.
Britney Spears hasn't been able to touch, like, any of her money. She's been on, like, this weird, I forget what it's called, but, like, she's under this weird, like, her dad is in control of, like, her entire life.
Oh, man.
People always check in with her, and she comes out and says, "No, I'm fine," you know, but she acts crazy, and she makes it clear that her dad's in charge.
Wow.
All right, why don't we take a quick break? Then we'll continue talking about the Winchester House when we come back with our good friend Mike Chilian. Martiros.
That's me.
Really Bad Movies, in association with Craig's Fine Grocery Stores, presents A Normal Family.
Billy, catch the ball. Billy, catch it. I'm going to throw it. Billy.
A possessed knife.
Hey, Billy, where'd you get that?
Why?
Well, because Mom wanted to cut some ham that she just cooked, and she doesn't have a knife. She's looking for one. Bring that to Mom.
This knife turns anyone that touches it into a cold-blooded killer.
Mom? What's wrong? The ham's over there. Mom? Mom? Mom?
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath. You don't need to see the other three to enjoy the thrills and the kills and the chills.
I wish Mommy didn't kill Billy. He was cool.
The knife, it has me. It has control of me.
What are you talking about, Greg? What are you doing?
Greg, put that thing down, man. That's a serious weapon. Greg!
Everyone killed everyone. Everyone did it. I don't get it. Wait. Maybe I do.
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath.
Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're talking about the Winchester Mystery House with our good friend Mike Chilian. I'll say this. It's fucking beautiful. Like, it's fun to just, like, look at and walk around. Like, if you're near there, go. Because just, like, the architecture is fun and the landscaping is really good.
Yeah, 100%.
I think you got to, like, book far in advance. You can't just show up.
Oh, that's what? I think really? we showed up that day.
Well, pre-pandemic.
Oh.
Pre-pandemic, just a couple years, even up to a couple years ago, like, I had friends go up north and they couldn't just drive in because they had to have an appointment because it was so popular.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what's happening now.
Mm.
Well,
maybe that's the case.
I think the most fun is, like, what we haven't really talked about, which is just, like, there's a ton of, like, secret passages. There's, like, doors on the second floor that open onto the roof or to basically nothing.
Yeah.
There's like staircases that lead to nowhere. I don't know. It's just fun. Like if I had that much money, it would be fun. I've always wanted to have like a house with like secret rooms and like passageways and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I'm just wondering
it inspired the Haunted Mansion at Disney World or Disneyland.
Well, I'm
just saying that's the fun. Sorry, wait, I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you?
Well, I just think like, yeah, there's staircases that lead to nowhere. Like there's definitely some weird stuff, but like when you mentioned that it used to be seven stories, like maybe they were just too lazy. Like maybe these staircases at one point did. And it's less about confusing ghosts and more about like, I don't know, we're not going to rebuild seven fucking floors. Like just wall that staircase off. Like what, you know what I mean? Like,
oh well, man, I'm that sure makes that a happened, lot of sense, but... Wade. That dude, because like it's funny when you said earlier that it was under construction constantly, because when you picture it, when you're like, oh, staircases that lead to nowhere, you picture this like grand staircase with like carpeting and like
there's two ballrooms like, there.
Well, I don't know if I think we saw one of the ballrooms. Some, by the way, some of the rooms were closed off in some areas on our tour, but it really did feel like things were under construction. It was like these stairs were just like planks of wood nailed together, and like they kind of just like stop, or they get really narrow. Like when you walk through a stair, they get narrow and narrower to where you can't fit through these stairs. So there's like that kind of stuff too.
There's like weird winding ramps where it's like this could have easily just been like three steps up, but instead you're going like around like in a like a Disney ride, you know, with the ropes.
I'm curious to know how much of that stuff was built by her and how much of it was like, you know, hucksters going in. I bet if we just wall off these two rooms, make it all weird, we could probably make some, I don't know, maybe.
Well, I know. And it's weird because
that like, accent too.
the carpenters that they had were some of the best in the biz, obviously. Cause like it's mansion style. It is like ornate. Everything looks great. And to take away three stories on top of everything, I mean, it's pretty crazy to think that, so whoever owns it now, it's just a tourist attraction. It has nothing to do with the Winchester money. It's just like we own this and we're selling tickets. And so that adds to what you're saying, Wade, where it's like, yeah, man, what if they made up the weird part of the story? Like when does the Winchester story start where she's confusing ghosts?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, well, I think that all accounts are true that she kept building on this thing and that it was probably pretty crazy what she was doing. But I don't know that like anyone came in afterwards and like made it weird.
Well, I mean, my parallel is the Integratron, right? This guy met some aliens and they gave him plans for a time machine and he built the Integratron and you can electrify it and turn it on, but they don't do that anymore. They just do sound baths there. They dropped the story because the guy was too crazy for them. And I'm like, you don't want ghost hunters there. You want tourists there.
Yeah, that makes some sense.
Granted, but ghost hunters have gone there and they do popularize it. And
there are like, I mean, it got my attention and I think all the energy that everyone's putting into it is making it fun in general, but like, maybe it's like anything else. It's a little complicated and it's a little mixed up with a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's like, maybe there's a good amount of it that the woman actually made who was going crazy and thinking that she could like create these booby traps for their whoever. And then there's like, also, this room is too difficult to fix up. Let's just smash it down, or let's like not fix it up and then say it's like part of the fake weird or part of the crazy ghost.
Oh, dude.
So I bet it's a little bit of everything. So
yeah, and I mean, like something when you're building for let's say you're your carpenter for 10 years, there's like, hey, I just built a shitter on top of the roof. You know, it's like you get to do whatever you want. It's like just keep working and then. Yeah. How many jobs have you had where it's like your boss is just like, just keep busy, dude. Like, Like, don't look at your phone. Like, just keep busy working. It's like, all right.
Yeah, they're probably like testing out a lot of stuff. They're like, I wonder if I could build that. Like, let me just try to build this thing, this weird fucking thing. You know what we haven't talked about is like all the windows. Well, not all of them, but there's like a shitload of stained glass windows, and they're all from Tiffany.
They're all
which is like she's just wasting money.
Like, what do you mean they're from Tiffany? Like, what are you saying?
It's like the most expensive stained glass. It's like the diamond version of stained glass. It's like a brand.
Wow. And from the 1800s or like.
Yeah, yeah.
When you yeah, she Tiffany like had she had them all made. Hang on, I've got it right here. $1,500 piece of stained glass. Hang on, wait. Where's the?
I want to know how much she spent. Is this like Brewster's Millions? Like, how much did she spend today? We know how much she made.
There was another aspect to his to the Winchester family too, but I think they also made something. They like made nails and hardware too. I think, right? Didn't they make like hammers and saws and nails and?
I'm not sure. That sounds right, but you know, my real question is. So, like, I believe in poltergeists, and a poltergeist is basically follows a person, and it's like the person's energy created or opened the door to this entity. So a poltergeist will follow a person from house to house.
Yeah.
Which is scary and nutso.
That's
but
the
like
scariest
house haunting. I feel like she owes nothing to the ghost community. Like, they're not going to get anything from her. You know, it's weird. It's like, hey, we're still getting your wife, and he's out there with him, going like, leave my wife alone. I'm a ghost with you guys. And all these ghosts are like, no,
I mean,
fuck
it just,
her.
It goes back to Chilean's belief on psychics, where she went to this roadside, she's like driving down the interstate in her fucking horse and carriage or Model A or whatever the fuck they had. and sees this neon hand, and it's a psychic place, and she walks in there, and the psychic's like, oh, I know who this bitch is. I'm a pacifist, and I'm going to fucking ruin her life. You know, I'm just going to make up a bunch of shit about ghosts because I don't like war or whatever.
Yeah.
So she
took advantage of a crazy, but you know, yeah. And I think that Wade, that's a great, I mean, who knows? I don't know anything about this woman's history aside from what's on these, like on their website, but like, I bet that unlocked some sort of it adjusted something in her way of thinking, and that unlocked maybe some demons she had within. And I mean that like figuratively. I mean that like all of her psychosis or whatever manifested this poltergeist or multiple ghosts that are like that she probably hallucinated to the point of hallucination, probably where she was seeing like that stuff in the mirrors and the whatevers and the glass. And so. And then along with all that money and nobody saying no to her and like she's basically on this island, she can't trust anyone, I'm sure. She's probably just in this, you know, so she like creates this like castle around her with all of her wealth and her money. And it like is a reflection of who she is, confused, under construction.
Yeah.
Like, I think that she manifested all, but who's to say? Who's to say?
Dude, I don't even think she saw ghosts. I think she like full fledged bought into this idea.
I tried to look that up, and I couldn't find her ghost stories.
There's that moving chandelier. You can see a YouTube video of. I don't know if you guys saw that. It's like somebody filmed the chandelier sort of moving, but whatever. I don't look. I don't believe. I think whatever ghosts and spirits and specters or whatever that was inhabiting that space when she was living there left when she died too, like. That was all her projection of it. And who's to say in her singular existence, she did not see and manifest, or maybe she didn't see anything, but she felt them or she pretended that there is, I don't believe in the ghost, but I think that I believe in the relevance of that. I believe in her.
Yeah.
Thinking.
Manifesting
that,
like, dirty beliefs.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys a very morbid question. If you had a child that died, wouldn't you want it to be when it's an infant? Is there a better time for your child to die than before you kind of spent a lot of time raising them and getting to know them.
How old was the child? Was it like a newborn? Like it died?
It was
right
an infant. So infant to me is
like a year or something, maybe
under one, but not like a newborn, because newborn lasts for 3 months probably.
But you know, man, like it's not like, oh well, their personality wasn't fully developed, so good for that. It's like the potential of your happiness,
the hope.
The hope of like you look at a child when you see a baby born. I don't have kids, but I would imagine if you had a baby, which Willie, I know you do, you'd be like, this in my hand is my entire future and the better version of myself. And for that to die is like a part of you dying. So I would say it's.
Do you remember the late? There was a cruise ship where the grandpa was watching the daughter, and they didn't know that there were windows on the boat, and the baby fell out the window and fell like 10 stories and died. This was this year, basically, or last year.
Wait, what? They were on a boat and it fell.
They were on a cruise ship, barely pre-pandemic, and. Like the grandpa didn't see that there were windows, and this is in a child's room.
I don't understand when you say that there's no windows.
Well, that he couldn't tell that the windows were open. They didn't know that they had openable windows in a room where children play.
Oh, like, that's what you're saying.
Kids' room. And so the kid was climbing up and fell out this window. And so this baby was the same age of Moose. And I was just like, gosh, could I handle this? You know,
but wouldn't it be more heartbreaking if like you raise him, this baby, not Moose. I don't want to be.
No, I know. That's what not. About these angsty teen years? You know, like the first time you mouth back off.
But you get to there and then you get past that. And then he's like, he got into college and stuff. And then he dies. Cause then you're like, oh shit.
No matter what, man. You never want to.
Listen, answer the question. When is the best age for your child to die?
Okay, well, it has to be at most of the early ages, it's on you. At some of the later ages, it's on them. So,
good point.
Well, what about the potential there? What is it? Sudden crib death, or what is it? What is that thing?
Sudden infant death, SIDS.
Yeah, SID. That's not your fault, right?
That's the lamest. I can't believe there's a term for that. It's like, well, we don't know, so it's just SIDS. You know, we don't know.
What does SIDS mean?
Sudden infant basically death.
What you were saying. That's the
yeah.
But basically, to the doctors, it's like they have unexplained the unexplainable. It's like, oh, this baby died. Must be SIDS. You know, we don't even need to do an autopsy because. It's SIDS. This happens. I don't want to go into it. It's crazy. But
this is morbid. Wait, geez, Louise.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't let her off the hook just because an infant died, and then 15 years later, her husband. Died.
Actually.
Listen to this. Like. What if, and this is a whole nother tangent almost, but it is. But what if this medium was legit, and she could actually see the rest of her life, and she's like, "You will live," and it's just like Lost in Translation, where it's like, "You will forever live while the house is being built." And she didn't mean you'd eternally live. It's like, no, you're gonna. The rest of your life is building this house. So it was like Catch 22 where she could see what was happening.
Yeah.
But that didn't need to be that. So like chicken or the egg, you know, like she's crazy because she was told how to live crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's like in the Matrix where she goes, don't worry about the lamp. And then he goes, what? And he turns and he knocks over the lamp. And then she's like, if I didn't mention the lamp, would you have broken it? You guys remember that part?
Yeah. I do now. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
That's what you mean, right?
Yeah.
I want to know. I want to know this. What was her relationship like with her husband? Because to feel this much guilt, because I think
they were hot for each other, dude. They fucked constantly.
Yeah, right. He's probably like 40 years older than her or something. But who knows? Like whatever. Right? It's like.
It was a love for the ages. It was a tale as old as time. Like they met cute and She was very shy, and so was he.
I just want to know how involved was she in his dealings of making the gun? Like, yes, we got to make the best guns and sell the best. And then like when her husband died, she's like, oh no, I shouldn't have encouraged my husband to make so many guns. Or was she like, I don't know if you should be making guns, because what if we get haunted by ghosts after these guns or something? Like, and then she thinks, I don't know. Was she a bad guy is what I'm trying to say? Or what would be equivalent of a bad guy back then?
Yeah, was she like the Hillary Clinton behind Bill, just sort sure, of like running the show a little bit?
Yeah, like, yes. Is she one of those? Because, like, otherwise, why would you? Because, like, her main guilt was.
Yeah, why would you take all that on? Yeah. Damn, this is really hard to find because there's so many things called Winchester.
So I know. So they married when he was 25. And he died at 43. So they were married. They were married for almost 20 years. I'm just trying to find weird stats.
Wow. So they were pretty. Yeah, they were a young couple, huh?
Not at that time. I mean, didn't you get married at like 10?
20? Well, they got married young, but to be married for 20 years.
Is 25 young in the 1800s?
I bet that's just the right age.
Dude, at 25 back then is like marrying at 40, right? Like. You grew up in the church. You're not married yet. Like what?
I bet 25 was like
nothing wrong with that.
If you hit 30, you're probably like, oh, you're too late for you.
I'll bet you're right. I'll bet that was kind of a median age for marriage.
Their baby was 6 weeks old, so I think you're kind of well. It's weird because from the perspective of the woman, it's like she has 9 months of carrying something alive in her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. Like,
where's this baby at?
I'm not discounting any of that. There is a movie about this from 2018. What? Yeah, it's just called Winchester.
There's so much stuff about this. Like, I didn't realize that there was a ripoff of it in Fallout 4. Did you know that?
No, man. You know what, guys? I'll tell you why I didn't know about any of this stuff. Or sorry, go ahead. Tell me about the Fallout thing. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, please don't allow him to talk about Fallout.
You can go back to it. But I just want to say, like, when I was on that tour, because there was multiple tours going on at the same time, like, we walk past a room, and then you see, like, another tour and another tour guide walking in the different direction or something like that. And I remember when we were on our tour, I was like, this is cool. This is whatever. And then, like, I, like, looked over at a tour that was near me, and their host was like, and then this happened, and that. And she was, like, so into it and, like, getting really, like, and she had, like, all this knowledge, and, like, people were asking questions, and she's like, oh, yeah, let me tell you about that. And I remember our person was, like, not that. I'm like, man, why didn't we get that person? Like, I would have been waiting
for her. I feel like mine was doing bits the whole time about, like, taking a piss out of it being haunted, and I was just going, like, okay, well, then I don't believe that it's haunted.
Yeah, it's like you gotta kind of, it's part of the show, you know what I mean?
We gotta watch this movie. Helen Mirren plays.
Yeah, I'm looking this up. Hold on. Oh, wow. This is
I don't want to get rude. It was on it's been on a bunch of other things too. The 100th episode of American Horror Story. The Ghost Adventures and the Ghost Brothers were both there. Here's my thing is that, like, listen, if you do believe in ghosts or whatnot, and you believe that she was being tormented by something, like, I think it went with her. I don't think that this house became haunted because she, like, I don't think she should be being haunted either.
Well, I guess that's the question. Do we believe she was being haunted? Because I don't.
I don't know. I think she was. I think she brought it all upon herself through her. I don't know, her unconscious or something. Her unconscious and like her she manifested all these spirits in her head, and I think that can be as real as anything else. I think that could be as real as if it happened to you. Like, my question is, like, where do those spirits come from inside your mind? And that's why I think.
So you think that she actually was haunted, but that she manifested them?
I think she like had a dark, dark side of her that we all can do. We all have a version of that. Hers was probably exceptionally dark. And she like opened a door or something inside of her mind, and it just flooded her with all kinds of like.
See, I think she was a huge coward who didn't want to lose her money and wanted to live as long as possible. And so she just squandered like $500 million on a dumb house.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I agree with both of you. I think that she manifested something. And, like, I do believe in manifesting entities, but whether it was real to everyone else or not, it definitely was real to her. And
I don't know that it was. Money. That's like, why did she go to the psychic in the first place? You know, like, unless she like saw something in the house and then she was like, fuck, I got to figure this out. And then she went to the psychic and then the psychic was like, oh yeah, yeah, you've got like blood money. Like, keep building a house. That'll solve it.
I know.
Like, she just sounds like an idiot and a coward. And I'm not afraid of speaking ill of the dead. I'm not afraid of manifesting Sarah Winchester to come haunt me. I say, bring it on, Sarah.
She was two years older than her husband, so it's like there wasn't a big age difference. Wow. Just saying.
Unless they cut to Wade like a year from now, building all these weird rooms in his place.
Hey, listen, if I had the money, I would be doing that right now without any of the ghosts. I feel like stairs to nowhere and secret compartments are the coolest thing in the world.
So she not only did she inherit 20 million, which was 529 million comparable, she was also a 50% holder in the Winchester Repeating Arms Company. So on top of the inheritance,
she was getting residuals.
She was rich times two.
So fuck her.
And she only had the one kid, huh?
Well, this is so lame because she didn't do, there's no story of her doing anything good. She just was afraid and spent all her money on herself.
She had 15 more years with her husband. Just have another kid, man.
I'm telling you, she was just a bad, I would imagine she's a very bad person with, like, I don't know, obviously mental problems and full of fear and paranoia and all that stuff. And I think all of that mixed with the money, mixed with the deaths in her life, mixed with her upbringing of being rich and having to be a certain way, that's a cocktail to go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And you have limitless resources, basically. You could buy anything you want. You're one of the richest people probably within your entire vicinity. And that would make a human person go nuts. And I think that when somebody is in that situation, maybe those fucking spirits are a real thing, you know? I don't think that they were unique to her. I think this kind of stuff happens to the human condition. I think it's part of a human condition. It's like, if you put too much stress on your mind in this way, with no one saying no to you, then things start snapping and you start unleashing whatever the ancient Romans would consider like these different types of gods, like the god of craziness, the god of love. And
I imagine her relationships with people weren't good. You know, she was basically a queen.
Yeah. They couldn't be good. People being that rich back then, I mean, I don't know. You all saw the Titanic, right? Most of them are most of them are mean, according to James Cameron.
Well, I mean, listen, we don't have to go back in time to have a study on rich people being evil. Like, you know, I mean, look at where we are now.
Dude, that's the thing. It's like, I think rich people are also, there are several ones, not all of them, but a lot of them are eccentric in many ways. And they have like, you have to be twisted in some way, like to I don't know, maintain that kind of wealth. So people have personalities and a lot of that is crazy. And I bet a lot of people around her knew she was crazy and they took advantage of her. So I bet she had no one trusting her, and I bet people didn't even like her.
Oh, you know what the best version of this story is? The best version is the psychic was like the sister of a struggling carpenter in town. And so she's just like, she's just opportunistically telling this dumb fucking millionaire, oh no, yeah, like just keep building your house like forever and then you'll be fine. Like you'll live forever. And then she goes, hey, Jake, brother, Jake, go talk to her. She's going to like hire a bunch of carpenters.
That's like
I've never heard of a more specific. Yeah. I've never heard of a more specific medium. You know, it's like, hey, go start building a house, man. What the fuck's wrong with you?
And listen, hey, honey, obviously,
guess what I just bumped into? It's like the overboard version of the Chester story. You know,
obviously this was a shit medium too, because like medium, because any real spiritual person would be like, you need to give this money to, you need to use it for good.
Yeah, you wouldn't tell him to
build a fucking house.
Also cool, get out of town. Go build a house out west instead of here. Build it here.
A carpenter out there.
Yeah, maybe that's what she thought, that she would build it there, and her carpenter brother lives in town, and she took off.
I think I don't know, man. There could have been a version of this where she's crazy and she built like all these, you know, rooms because she's happy about the ghost, and it just turns into some sort of weird, gets labeled as some weird outsider artist or something like that. But she was haunted by her mental fucking weird, crazy psychosis or whatever. And I think that no one cool, there was nobody good around her. I feel like from like just what you deduce from the situation, everyone lied to her, everyone cheated her, and took advantage of her, and she didn't trust anybody. I bet her kid died, her husband died, anything that's good in her life is gone.
You know what's sad about this is that we have no stories from her point of view, and so what if, like the same way that people rip on hippies, oh those fucking hippies. Oh, you mean those people that want peace and love and not war? Those fucking hippies? Like, what if there was a version where it's like she did connect to something and
I think she was
there was some
like,
validity to it, and the regular world from the 1800s is like, that fucking crazy bitch.
Yeah, I bet you. There's probably like a wicked angle to this where it's like, oh, no. Wait, maybe she wasn't an evil witch. Maybe she was actually
she
like...
sucks. No, she sucks. There is no way she doesn't suck.
I think I'm with you, Wade, but I like to pretend. And I think we can make another Winchester movie where she has the psychic has a brother who's a carpenter. We get Goldie Hawn and
Kurt Russell
to play the Winchesters. Yeah.
Well, no, Kurt Russell would be the carpenter. And
yes,
then we'll do like a love story where she falls in love with the carpenter, but it's too taboo. Yeah, and the only way that she can keep seeing him is if he keeps working on the house forever. So she makes up this story about a psychic.
Wild, staircase over here,
to
I guess.
Make it really taboo, we hire his daughter to be the girl, not.
Whatever her name, what's her name? I forget. Kate Winslet? Kate Winslet.
No. Kate.
Kate Russell?
Is it Kate Russell?
No.
Kate.
Kate Kershaw? No. I wish there was an internet we could look up.
Han Russell?
Well, I don't know how we would. How do you do that?
Kate Russell?
How do I exit out of Zoom? Anyway, whatever.
Kate Hudson.
Yeah, duh. We should make a movie. Oh, she was dating the Black Crowes guy back when all that stuff was relevant in the 90s or 2000s.
She dated the Black Crowes guy?
He's Didn't so she? Skinny.
Or am I making that up?
I don't know.
I remember them being an item back when the Black Crowes were around.
She seems a little young for him.
That was like in the Almost Famous days.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up. I think that what's her name? Stacy?
Sarah.
Sarah Winchester. Sarah Winchester. I think she was a cunt, and and I feel no remorse for her or her baddie ways.
Man, I will say, that she did a, I think as to give her some credit, just to find anything good in her, is that she created essentially with her wealth, with her resource, with her money.
She was a job creator.
Whatever. No, she created an art, a, I don't know, an art piece in some way. Like her, this house is all that's left of her. And is an exact representation of probably the life she lived, the painful, contorted state of mind that she was probably in. And we have this, like, you know, this thing that's relic that she like left behind, and we can all like study it. And I bet there's like that is so rich in like personality, that kind of a structure, that where you're like, oh, you could see exactly what this person was like, or you could imagine what they're like.
That's a very good subtext. I like that. I like that. That dissection.
Yeah, it's like almost like a Burning Man piece or something.
Yeah,
I love that too. I think that
Burning Man with those dirty hippies.
This is a weird angle for me. I think that we've all been duped, and that her story has been glorified by the people that own the property, and so too bad. We'll never know. There's no stories from her perspective. All the ghost stories are like, look at this weird video after we've owned the house.
Yeah.
But I do love the idea of, because my whole life I've always thought about how to confuse a ghost. And because if I had a ghost haunting me and I had all the money ever, I would make a robot of myself that would walk around. I would have voices of myself talking.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. That was a great way to lead into what I was thinking. What would you do, Willie, if you had all that money and you went crazy? What if you had $500 million right now and you went crazy?
This almost feels like the topic for the bonus episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, guys, I don't want to it's already 9, so I don't know. What do you say?
Well, we can wrap this episode up and start the bonus, and then you can bail at any time.
Sure, let's do that. I think I could probably hang for another 20 or 30 minutes, but I should work before it gets super late. But this was awesome, and I'm very, very
thanks
happy
for doing it. What do you want to plug outside of Tig and Seek? Yeah. Are you still a musician?
It's basically gone in the pandemic world. Oh, no, actually, I take that back. No, we have some stuff. We haven't been playing because of we can't get together and stuff, and we can't play live shows. But musical partner and friend and lifetime art partner has started a record label where he's putting out a lot of really cool music called Sweatband Records. I'd like to plug that. I'm kind of helping out with some stuff. I'm putting out a couple of records of friends and past projects that's going to come out this year. Sweatbandrecords.com. I don't know. I think, or you can just look it up on all the social media, all fucking Instagram mainly. But that's something really cool. It's Tommy's thing that I really want to plug. And he just put out a compilation record with a bunch of really cool bands on it.
Yeah. Fucking rad.
Yeah. That's great. I got to get you guys a copy, by the way. Maybe you guys can check it out and enjoy it. I don't know.
Yeah. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, you mentioned Tig and Seek a bunch of times, so that's on HBO Max. So if you have that fucking app, which nobody has, I don't think.
Well, everybody has it.
Everybody has it now. I think Wonder Woman made people get it, but I haven't seen it, so yeah.
And then on top of that, I want to ask, I was thinking of, I was talking to someone today about Co-op. Is that still, is that anywhere on Spotify,
Willie,
or anything?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny, Willie. Tommy really wanted Tommy and I both really wanted to put out a lot of our old projects, and I was like, yeah, you know, I could just take all these recordings and speaking of ghosts and dead people, my closest, most bestest friend who I played music with in a band called Co-op that Willie, you totally remember because of back in the days, and Wade, maybe even you too. He passed away. Yeah, he died a couple of years ago. He died back in 2018, and as like a thing, I really wanted to put out all of our old songs, and so I made a cassette tape that I'm putting out on that's already out on Sweatband Records. It's just like some fun, nice. Like fun package stuffers. We're like, oh, if you buy this record, we'll throw in some free stuff. So there's a cassette of that music. And he also, my same friend who was in that band who died, he was also doing a lot of original music, and he put out a lot of stuff, but he had an album that he never finished, or he finished, but he died before it came out. So I'm releasing that with Tommy on the record label. And it's taken a couple of years to assemble it all, but it's this album, and he goes by Anemometer, but it's this album worth of music that is like posthumously being released. So I'm gonna start promoting that.
That's in a couple cool.
months. Yeah.
So Sweatband Records. You never said the name of your band, which is the Manx with a.
Oh,
X.
I didn't. Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't want to, but
it's great. It's like weird pirate folk heavy metal.
Rad.
Cool. Yeah, oh, wow.
Yeah. It's
and then
cool.
and then
yeah.
I wanted to close it with this. Our introduction to you was at Channel 101, watching you play a ghost hunter, SOS Fantôme. Go check that out at channel101.com. Oh, yeah.
Guys, we never even mentioned how we all know each other. Yeah, thanks, Willie. Channel 101. We should know that. We should know to say that. But Wade, Willie, and I met back in 2004, yeah. 2005, maybe. Just about. I think it's been like over 16 years now. So that's when we met. We've been friends for over 15 years. Wow.
But dude,
oh my God.
SOS Fantôme was amazing, man.
Guys, I can't believe how long. Thank you.
Wonder if it holds up.
Every it doesn't. And none of it. It's cringy. But we're all such huge fans of each other's art for so long that I can't believe it's come to this.
Yeah, our friendship could legally drive a car at this point.
Yeah, you're right. All three of us could legally get a permit.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks again, Mike, for being here. Remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. And hey, go to the Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We're going to continue this conversation. What would you do if you went crazy and had a half a billion dollars?